This is Traveling to Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America. Here's Alan Watts.
Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner-elect Jonathan Schell says he'll focus on three main areas when he takes over the Department of Agriculture in January. Schell, who won the commissioner's race by defeating Sierra Enloe November 7th, says he's already beginning to get ready.
I'm excited about the opportunities that lay ahead of us in Kentucky agriculture, and look forward to putting together a great team and working with the department employees that are there and really just servicing the Commonwealth.
Schell says he'll be working with Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Crawlstein to transition.
Really start to try and transition the department from his leadership to mine and start working with the legislature on upcoming priorities in the session and really just take an overview of what Kentucky agriculture looks like and where the needs are and the opportunities are that we have.
He adds one of his first priorities is economic development.
Looking at agriculture as economic development to me means that we need to take a real deep dive on what our infrastructure looks like in the state for agriculture and what opportunities that we may have for private sector investment on new and emerging markets and really trying to solidify some of the things that are out there.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
Are you looking for the best deals on equipment? Look no further than H&R AgriPower. With their line of Kinze products, we have equipment that delivers true performance at a great cost. With the end of the year approaching, stop by and talk to our sales team to find what Kinze equipment best fits your needs and make sure you're ready for the 2024 planting season. H&R AgriPower, your local Kinze dealer.
Stop by H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville, Russellville, and Morganfield to set yourself up for greater productivity in 2024 with Kinze equipment.
As a lending cooperative owned by farmers, Farm Credit Mid-America is committed to securing the future of rural communities and agriculture. That's why our customers have had access to agricultural loans, leases, and crop insurance from a lender who is focused on farmers' futures for over a century. Visit us online at fcma.com to experience what it's like to work with a lender who understands farmers' needs. Loans and leases subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender and provider.
You're listening to Traveling to Bluegrass with Alan Watts. Brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America.
Agriculture Commissioner-elect Jonathan Schell says a second focus is expanding state markets.
Local markets and looking at our farmers markets, on-farm retail, and working with organizations and businesses that have to have food on a daily basis to get more Kentucky-grown products. For some of our more smaller farmers throughout the state to be able to co-op together.
He adds fighting against government regulation as a third focus.
Seems to have its boot on the chest of the American people, the American working man and woman, to where that they can't really get up.
Follow Traveling to Bluegrass on Facebook and other social media and listen to the podcast at youragedge.com, Apple, Google, or Spotify. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling to Bluegrass.